This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great good morning, everyone. It is 11:09 and change on my Bacardo's Jeweler watch. This beautiful Friday, August 15, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basilego, who tells you, the pop-up market series begins tomorrow at the Marketplace at Steamtown. We honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Colonel James Coolican of Carbondale, Jerome Francis Ruddy, Clark Summit, Francis Ruddy, also of this area, the great High Works section of North Scranton, brothers we honor today, thanks to our friend Joan Hudawanitz. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, where common sense, that's our commitment. That's why we can provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where apparently stopping crime, reducing crime, is offensive to the Democrat Party. Can we be any more insane? Do we really? What more do we need to say about them? Really? What more do we need? Chuck Schumer, a complete ass, the Senate minority leader. He invented a family. He invented a couple. He gave them profession and everything. He made it up. He cited them dozens of times, including in his own book, as though they were real. You cannot make up how mentally ill these senators and congresspeople and politicians in the Democratic Party are. You can't even make it up. You're going to tell me he understands truth, fact, and reality? I don't think so. Dear Lord. Hey, shout out. I get a prayer every day sent from my friend Nikki DeSantis. And he sends me a prayer. And he also gave us, which we will finish the program with, one of my favorite little things, which is the policeman's prayer. And a lot of other information as well. But his cousin, Letizia, is in. And I met her. She's delightful. She's from Italy. And so she said she's listened to the program. Letizia, welcome back to America. We love having you here. I hope I got to make sure I see you somehow. Got to visit with you guys. And then Brother Mike. Brother Mike is out delivering for DePietro's now. And I mean at this moment, not just now. He's doing it for a while now. And so shout out to Mike and all of the people who were fortunate enough to have him deliver. I did a shout out to one of the other drivers from DePietro's as well last week at Mike's behest. So might as well shout out to Mike. Cabinet guy texts in, how many politicians in D.C. actually walk the streets of D.C.? Well, the problem is they actually do. They've got to go to their house. Remember I played the tape of Joe Biden talking about not stopping at stoplights in Washington, D.C.? Like, don't stop. You're going to get carjacked. We got the intern killed. We got the Doge staffer killed or almost killed. It's a dangerous city. I lived in Virginia when I worked on Capitol Hill. I lived in Alexandria. But there were areas you just should not go. And at that time, I could care less. But now, I'd pay attention. And Chuck Schumer, back to the point, he's talking about how he walks around sometimes early in the morning. Well, number one, you're lying. Remember, this is the same fool who tried to pretend he was grilling and the grill wasn't on and the hamburger patties were frozen and he'd already put the cheese on top. I mean, if they weren't phonies, they would be nothing. And they don't walk around in the areas we're talking about. We had some talking head on CNN. Another angry black woman saying, well, I walk around Georgetown, everything's fine, and you don't see any cops there. Well, you've got the ability to walk around Georgetown. How about the real people who have to live in the worst crime-infested, gang-infested areas of D.C.? These people don't care. They don't give one whit about regular people and what they're dealing with in their lives. They're trying to make political points. I got a text. Bob, thank you for having Chris from the Intoxication on. Oh, it's a 2X? There's two X's in there. Intoxication on about the Wounded Warriors show. That's next Friday and Saturday. And this is our man, Tony. But no, Tony's out of the area, so he didn't have signal. But don't worry about it. We love it. We love Chris from Intoxication. And we love this event at the Schuylkill County Fairgrounds. Good stuff. Really important stuff. Mark from Hazel. Now, Mark, you're starting to try to tell jokes. So I've got to tell you, you're crossing the line. He says it's a good thing I'm not on the air because when you say hot cars, cool watches at Picardo's, I would be saying hot cars, cool watches, and women who only notice me when I fix the printer. I that's a complete non sequitur, Mark. So you are now suspended for jokes or puns. You're officially suspended. Okay. And now we have the man, the myth. No, he's real. Luciano from Luzerne County. Play that theme song, Bulldog. Do you have it? Do you have the theme song, Bulldog? There we go. Luciano, we gave him a theme song. And we figured with all the uproar about ICE and the ICE agents, he picked this song. Absolutely perfect. Luciano, how are you, my man?
Bob, thank you for taking my call. And what I say, my mother and father knows bits and pieces. And my mother and father, thank the good Lord, is still alive.
Nice.
I'll just say this, and it's absolutely true. And the good Lord isn't telling you the truth. And I've told you this, and I'm not proud of it. I lived in downtown Skid Row in Los Angeles about 21 years ago. I lived in downtown Skid Row. Listen to this, people out there. The police department in downtown Los Angeles, which is, there's a department half a block away from Skid Row. Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles on Broadway Avenue, there's about, well, right now I think it's about 80,000 homeless people that are drug addicted, mentally ill,
yep,
walking around with guns and knives. And Bob, I live there. I don't know how, and I believe Jesus Christ, I repeat, was protecting me and others. I lived in Skid Row where the police department right downtown in Los Angeles would not go through that area. It's about 20 blocks downtown Los Angeles. It's the largest homeless population in the nation.
Thanks to Gavin Newsom and stupid Mayor Bass. Unbelievable. I love, yes, L.A. Oh, what a disgrace.
And people would walk around shooting up. I live there. I walk around with my sleeping bag. My parents are not listening to this conversation. I'm saying it out loud. And it's absolutely true. The police department would not walk through that area. It's a half a block away from downtown Los Angeles. And I lived there. And they were petrified because the homeless, mentally ill, schizophrenic, yep, bipolar, walk around with knives. Women would walk around with knives. I would see them having sex right in the street. I slept, and I tell you, I'm not proud. I lived in that area. I'm not talking to you intellectually. This is my pet peeve about homeless people and mentally ill and skid row.
Luciano, one of the great aspects of what Trump is doing in Washington, D.C., is he's addressing the homeless problem. He's saying, and if you remember, I put it on my platform, we are going to get anyone living on the street, and we are going to take them off the street, and we're going to get them to a facility, a live-in facility, where they will get help and treatment, or if they simply need transition, all the better. But we're going to get them off the street. No one should be there, period.
And one last comment. I have anxiety when I say this, but I'm absolutely telling you the truth. There are a lot of highly educated people that lived on Skid Row,
sure,
were shooting up.
Yep.
I met a dentist. I met an architect. I met nurses. I met people with master's degrees who were junkies, stone junkies living on the street, yeah, on Skid Row in Los Angeles. These are not stupid, uneducated Americans. They were of all colors, races, creeds, and many of them, many, I quote, were educated. I met, yep, a psychiatrist she would shoot up heroin every day. She would sell her, she was selling her blood. But Bob, you know this, and that's why I'm absolutely offended by what Joe Biden did with this mass illegal. We have homeless people, about 1.5 million homeless American citizens living on the street, and we have this uneducated freaking Democratic Party that allowed 10 to 20 million people in the past 5 years, and we have our American veterans. Oh, yeah, one last, veterans, I met,
yep,
veterans, Air Force,
yep,
veterans living on the street, stone junkies,
yep,
stone junkies, Bob, shooting up heroin, coke, and fentanyl, brother, walking around like
they
zombies.
Need help. They don't need to be left alone. They need help. It's our jobs. Every position the Democrat Party takes is insane. Luciano, thank you. Always
thank
a pleasure,
you,
my man.
Bob. Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous program. We will roll on after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Animals. Murph says this date, 1964, they made an unprecedented move on the charts. And remember, people had to go to the record store, buy the record. They went from number 60 to number 10 with their hit, House of the Rising Sun. Man, lots is happening in 64. Four Tops, Dean Martin, Drifters, The Animals. Amazing stuff. And, of course, before that, you heard that great history, and we're going to finish with a song from Woodstock today. 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in Bethel, New York. It's a great little concert venue now. I have not been, but I have heard from people that, I trust their opinions. It's supposed to be great. And I want to remember this. Everything's not political, I know. But everything is about leadership. Now, 1969, and Lyndon Baines Johnson was a dog. So let's talk about the culture of America at the time. It was a crazy year. I mean, 68, 69, assassinations, Martin Luther King, RFK. We had the Hong Kong flu, which was being brought back by our Vietnam soldiers. And 100,000 people died. Well, they didn't shut the whole country down like for the COVID flu. They did what was reasonable. Take care of the regular people. And they gathered by the hundreds of thousands. So imagine if the fools who were in charge of this country, the Bidens of this world, if they were in charge, then there'd be no Woodstock. No, you can't go there. You're going to give somebody the flu. And it was actually a fatal disease. Now, you could blame specific leaders and this and that. And Anthony Fauci is one of the biggest villains in all of this. A disgusting bureaucratic fool. And he's probably primarily to blame. That's why it's so great to have RFK at the helm at HHS, because we can't have that kind of idiocy in charge. A career bureaucrat. We can't have him in charge. Our reaction would be as ridiculous as the COVID reaction was. Unbelievable. When somebody pointing out Trump was president during COVID. Yeah, but the problem is, and that's one of his mistakes. He listened, because they told him it was, you know, it was like the Black Plague. It was instant death. They lied to him. They came up with all the separation. They came up with the school closures. Who did that? The health establishment, Washington, D.C. Was he to not believe them? He came to believe they were phony, that they were lying. All this advice. They took away freedoms on such an unprecedented level. We've never seen it before. And we pray to never see it again. All right. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We've got a veterans tribute to Francis Ruddy. Looking forward to discussion with Joan Hadowanitz and all of that after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our great veterans tribute this hour brought to you by a true patriot, our man John Basiliga, who reminds you the pop-up market series brings new energy to Scranton. Second floor of the Marketplace of Steamtown tomorrow. 20 additional vendors in addition to the great vendors already there. He's looking to create, and it's up to us to make it happen. Reading Terminal Market, right in downtown Scranton. Our veteran this hour, Francis Ruddy. North Scranton. Just listen to his comp. We talked about him a little last hour with Joan Hadawanitz. Combat and non-combat operations. Green Beret. 1943. European Theater of Operations in Naples, Foggia. That campaign lasted through 1944. World War II, again, 1944. European Theater of Operations, the Anzio campaign. Also 1944. The Rome-Arno campaign. Same year, Northern France campaign. 44 and 45, the Ardennes-Alsace campaign. 1945, the Central Europe campaign. No, he wasn't done serving this country yet. 1950, the Korean War, the UN defense. He was in the Incheon Landing, Operation Chromite. Also 1950, Korean War, UN offensive. The first UN counteroffensive in 1951. Oh, Francis Ruddy was not done yet. Vietnam War, 1965, the defense campaign. 1965, 1966, Vietnam War, the counteroffensive campaign. 1966, 1967, the Vietnam Counteroffensive Phase 2 campaign. We lost him February 13th, 1985, after a long bout with cancer. He was only 61. He will be long remembered by his many friends and members of the special warfare community for the time he removed his Green Beret and placed it on the grave of President John F. Kennedy. 25 November 1963. Fran was, at the time, Command Sergeant Major of the Special Warfare Center. He'd served in the United States Army for over 30 years upon his retirement at Fort Hamilton, New York, where he was Command Sergeant Major of HQ EMTEC. His service included all those combat we talked about in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Joining us is our friend Joan Hadawanitz, a veteran's veteran herself. Joan, what the enormity of that career, and he, you know, he wasn't the only one who served in those three wars.
Bob,
yes.
What were you doing when you were 19?
Honest to God, playing football and drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. This man joins the Army and goes quickly into combat for the next 2 years. I mean, do we have 19-year-olds like that today?
I hope to God we do. We need them. And I'm betting we do, by the way. But there's a cultural rot, Joan, that means there's not as many.
I don't know if there's a cultural rot, but I think, you know, our sense of entitlement has gotten so out of hand that we're devolving into a nation of wussies.
Yeah. I know.
You know, not many people want to get down and dirty and put their lives at risk.
Well, one great thing, since Trump's election, and this will warm your heart on the second aspect of it. Recruiting for our military across the board is at record levels, and women joining the military is at record levels.
Well, they need to go in with their eyes open because it's no tea party.
Yeah.
You will pay your dues.
Francis Ruddy, such a remarkable career, and they've, you mentioned it last hour, the Green Beret hat that he placed on the JFK's grave at his burial is in the JFK library.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yep. And, you know, I often wonder, he died of cancer when he was 61. I wonder if he was exposed to Agent Orange, because when he passed away in the 80s, no one recognized the link between Agent Orange and cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way, our man John Perillo, who you hear on the program on Monday Musings, himself a military veteran, Naval Academy grad, he saw some combat, all of that. His son is in our military. Well, to my rhetorical question and your rhetorical question, do we have these Francis Ruddies? He says emphatically, we do. I've met them.
Yeah,
very hard.
Rob O'Donnell's kids are in the military.
Yep.
You know, so we probably do, but they don't get the credit and the recognition they deserve.
Well, that's we'll do what we can do here. And Joan, you're a great help, not only for this specific tributes today, but all the time. The regular people that you send me their obituaries, so I can acknowledge them. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for your service, not only in active military, but your service to your fellow veterans.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And then, Joan, I'm scared of you, so just be nice to me, will you please?
Okay.
You can
surprise me one day. I'll give you communion.
She was military intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. And, like, there could be if there's a bush next to me when I'm walking down the street, if I do the wrong thing, it could be her.
That's right.
All right, Joan. Thank you, dear.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Hope to see you at Mass soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We will return. That's the actual concert. The Beatles, this date, 1965, set an attendance record for a concert playing before 56,000 at Shea Stadium, New York. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were also in attendance. The Beatles opened with that song. Twist and Shout. I had on my MP3 player, which I've got to find, Beatles and a couple of songs from that concert. I mean, you get tears in your eyes how exciting it was. Amazing stuff. We're back. Greg from Shavertown tells me, man, you've got to be more proud than anything. My daughter just signed up to go into the Marines. She's going to boot camp in January. Congratulations to your daughter. Wow. Just like John Perillo said and emphasized, we've got great Americans. We got great Americans as cops. We got great Americans serving as first responders. I really do have faith in the core of this generation, and really there's two generations we're talking about. The people in their 30s and 40s, and then the people younger than that, teens and 20s. I don't know how much faith I have in my own generation, because we're sort of washed up, you know? I don't know how long we could all go, right? It's hard to tell. But I'm happy to have that from John Perillo and now Greg from Shavertown. That's good stuff. And very, very heartening. There were a lot of people of Francis Ruddy's age and age group who did fight in World War II and then Korea and then Vietnam. It's a real deal, and it's staggering to think about. Survived it all in heavy combat settings. And then, of course, we honored his brother, Jerome Ruddy, another great High Works North Scranton guy who just passed away July 30th. And then another great that passed away October 25th last year, Colonel James Kulikin, Navy Cross. You know, and it's important to note that the people who served that didn't fight, a lot of courage there too, and the backbone of this country. Well, my Bacardo watch says 11:50. That's what he's saying. Spill the wine. Murph says this date, 1970, Eric Burdon War moved up to number 4 with their hit, Spill the Wine. Hey, shout out. A lot of people that do deliveries and that kind of thing, they are all, but many of them were fortunate enough to have listened and be part of this large dysfunctional family. Brother Mike points out other drivers for DePetro's: Bill Donvito, Mike Janetta, John Healy, Jerry Buddha Dempsey, Bill Hoffman. So they're all road warriors. We love it. We love it. and somebody mentioned Rob O'Donnell has two, our afternoon guy. He's got two kids in the military. Tremendous. And I believe, man, I should know this. I believe both Naval Academy graduates. Maybe one West Point, one Naval Academy. But, I mean, his daughter and his son. And on that note, Rich from West Pittston says, Bob LTS, that would make a fantastic T-shirt. We've got great Americans. Enjoy your vacay. Thank you, Rich. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. By the way, Big Ed from Chicago, he says, no disparaging remarks about us baby boomers. I know. I was only kidding, but you're right. We show up every day and give an honest day's work. Thank you, Big Ed. We need some defending. They criticize our generation. I'm the very end at age 64, the very end of the baby boom. But, yeah, I mean, that's how we grew up. Thank God. That's how we grew up. Like, show up. Just show up. My old friend Tim Early used to say that. You know what? He used to say, you know what? He says, I show up. The late, great Tim Early. But, all right, we've got a couple of things. We're going to finish. I don't know that I know the song, but on August, Murph tells us, August 15th, 1969, Bethel, New York was the place to be. Approximately 500,000 people descended on Max Yazger's 600-acre farm as the iconic concert Woodstock began. Richie Havens kicked off the three-day event with his hit, From the Prison. Somebody said, I thought I was born in 1964. Well, you may have been. That's, I think, 63 or 64 is the end of the baby boom, as they say. So as Richie Havens goes on, a final mention of our veterans that we saluted today. Colonel James J. Kulikin, awarded the Naval Cross. He was from Carbondale. Jerome Francis Ruddy, Clark Summit. We lost him July 30th. And then the man we talked about last hour, Francis Ruddy, Green Beret, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all in combat. Special friend, special advisor to the Kennedys, and John F. Kennedy, our president. What an honor just to talk about them. What is a veteran? It's at the Bloomsburg Legion. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor And there are way too many people in this country today who no longer understand that fact. Well, some people who do are great police. Policeman's prayer. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all. Guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. And how do we finish on a Friday? When we finish with a great poem, Tomorrow Never Comes, by Norma Cornette Merrick, which we found in the obituary of Doreen Goryeb. And it's just a reminder. Reach out. Don't let time pass. We don't know if we have tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be back. Who knows? You never know. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much. You'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 12 o'clock and change. Time to go. Sue Henry Show next, Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, we must gavel this meeting of the Club for Common Sense to a close. Wish you a lovely afternoon, a safe, fun weekend. And God willing, I'll be back with you Monday the 25th. Adios.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.